Anyone thinking that the bitter war of words raging between the Smith and Trudeau governments over the past many months couldn't possibly get any more heated will probably be thinking again after last week's developments. Whether the ongoing and increasingly acrimonious fight will benefit ordinary Alberta families and businesses remains anyone's guess. What can be said with certainty is that when governments fight, instead of cooperate, it's bad news for the community at large. Last week, Danielle Smith went on the attack regarding newly announced federal regulations vis-a-vis oil and gas production cuts, or as the federal government calls them, emission cuts, calling out Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Federal Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault. "It's like a bad renter who is burning furniture on the way out," Smith told reporters. "This is a vendetta. Guilbeault has a derangement vendetta against Alberta and it is very obvious. I'm pissed and I'm absolutely angry. Ultimately, this cap will lead Alberta and our country into economic and societal decline. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is putting reckless policy ahead of the needs and concerns of everyday Canadians." Under new federal regulation published last week, oil and gas greenhouse gas emissions will be required to be cut by one-third over 8 years starting in 2026. Guilbeault said the petroleum industry is a major source of emissions, but that it has done less than other sectors to cut them in the fight against climate change. For her part, Smith says her government will take whatever action is needed to stymie the federal government's plans vis-a-vis Alberta's oil and gas industry. "We've won in the past and we believe we will win again," she said. The real win-win situation would, of course, see Smith and Trudeau work together to address economic and environmental concerns.